This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Former Colorado State Representative Ron Hanks is hoping to replace Lauren Boebert in Congress. The Republican is jumping into the GOP primary for the 3rd congressional district. Most recently, he ran for Senate in 2022, losing the primary to Joe O'Day. Hanks is a pro-Trump ultra-conservative who attended the Stop the Steal rally in Washington, D.C. on January 6th and has questioned election integrity. His home base of Canyon City is outside the 3rd district. 6 Republicans have currently filed to run in the 3rd district. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado this week made their biggest jump in nearly 2 months. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The number rose by more than 30 to 246. The peak for this cold weather season was 280 around Thanksgiving. Wastewater sampling data indicates rising levels of the virus. Nearly 40 utilities statewide report a steady increase in viral concentrations in recent samples. Health officials say COVID vaccines are a powerful way to protect yourself. Those who've gotten it are 10 times less likely to be hospitalized for COVID and 41 times less likely to die. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The man involved in an officer-involved shooting in Denver's Lodo neighborhood has pleaded guilty. Denver police officers shot Jordan Waddy after he pointed a gun at them in July 2022. He was standing on a crowded sidewalk. The officer shot also injured 6 bystanders. A wind chill warning for the entire eastern half of the state is in effect late tonight through Tuesday for dangerously cold wind chills as close to 40 below zero. This is CPR News.